This is Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. It's 7:46. The Little Rock Police Department now has a new interview room designed to make victims of violent crimes feel more at ease. KUAR News intern Kelly Conley was at Thursday's unveiling and has this report.
A police station can be an uncomfortable place for victims of violent crimes to be questioned right after a traumatic incident. But a newly furnished room at the Little Rock Police Department's 12th Street substation is designed to make people feel as relaxed as possible. Victim Services Program Supervisor Candy Hawes said the soft interview room has features that are more like what would be found in a living room.
While it's a small space in this room, we do have two chairs that both rock and spin so somebody can sit in them and be comfortable. We have a large leather couch with pillows and blankets on it just to make it comfortable. It really looks more like somebody's living room. It's got curtains on the walls. We have some just abstract art tables that hold windows, the noise reducing curtains, as well as light filtering. So if somebody's in here for a long time, it can be more comfortable for them as well.
Haas said the soft interview room has already made a big difference. She said victims have been able to relax and feel at home in the room.
They're in a more comfortable space and they're able to feel a little bit more relaxed as they're having to relive a trauma that they've just experienced. They're much more likely not only to give a better interview, but to follow through with prosecution, continue through that process for them.
Police Chief Keith Humphrey and Little Rock Mayor Frank Scott Jr. unveiled the room to reporters. Humphrey said the room was designed to make victims feel more comfortable during interviews.
The soft interview room, as it's known, is important because we want to help victims feel more at ease. We want to help victims realize that we are here for them, that we take their concerns seriously, and our main focus is to make them even stronger after these traumatic incidents.
Scott, who took office in January, said he is beginning to understand the impact of domestic violence on crime statistics in Little Rock. He said January saw 9 or 10 homicides directly related to domestic violence.
We are delighted that we have this new opportunity to deepen our relationship within the community and to focus on domestic violence prevention.
The rooms victims used to be interviewed in contain standard metal and plastic chairs and lack the warm atmosphere of the new soft interview room. Humphrey said the comfortable setting the new interview room provides can aid investigations.
You will find that the decor is very relaxing, very soothing, and so that is a main, has a big impact on the investigation and a main impact on whether a person feels comfortable in telling their story again.
The grant used for the soft interview room also allowed the department to hire victims assistance specialists. Virginia Lee is one of the advocates that can help victims find shelter, complete safety planning, and crisis interventions. She said the soft interview room is a good environment for domestic violence survivors.
It's also a place where they can feel welcome. They don't have to feel intimidated. They don't have to feel like they're the suspect or the inmate. And also we want to let them know that they didn't do anything wrong.
The interview room is the product of a $3,000 grant the LRPD received from state and federal sources. Kelly Conley, KUAR News.